We continue Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Samach Vav Sif Dalet. Oyd Amar Ben Sinan Zuchan of Rakham Chazal also teach us Eza Oinen, what is the definition of a Ma'oinen? Ze Oiches HaSeinayim, somebody who causes us to not really see what is truly happening. Pirish Shukil Ois Oiches HaSeinayim Be'enam Sagrim, he makes our eyes close. Shema'as oisa, he fools them. Shenid melahem, kilu oisa, dvram nechlam chutz medarech teva. It seems to them, it seems to the person observing what he's doing as if he's doing something incredible. Bamas enok oisa klom, he's not really doing anything. El bakal shiodav, with the sleight of the hand, ubatach bulois sumat oisa. With these types of tricks, he fools them. And it was apparently popular. There were batchanim that would do this at a wedding. Somebody who asks somebody to perform these kind of tricks is over iver. Whoever has the ability to protest, one should not participate. If it's a non-Jew performing the magic tricks, muta lirois. However, there are those that suggest, the Retvaz, that if it's clearly not kishif, it's just some sort of a trick, and moreover, the performer notifies the audience that there's no kishif happening here, this is all natural. And even if more so, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, that he might even show them how he does the tricks. In all these cases, there's room for, therefore room for leniency. But to ask to go to somebody who does kishif is certainly prohibited. Only if it's a situation of sakonis nefashis. Or if somebody was adversely affected through kishif, then he could be healed through kishif. But otherwise, of course, one should not participate in kishif. Also, the halacha is one should not use divrei Torah to heal oneself. That, however, There are a number of rules, conditions to that rule. It's only in a situation where he's already sick. But if somebody is not sick, he could use the divrei Torah to prevent himself from being sick. Also, if somebody's using the divrei Torah strictly as a way to become healthy, but if he's davening and he's learning and his intention is that because, and he's showing that he has betochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he believing and showing that mitzvahs are the way for a person to have a refuah, that is fine. And certainly saying Tehillim when somebody's not well or for someone who is not well is permissible. Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Hilchos Avodas Kochavim Azolus. Sif Aleph Avodas Alilim Asu Ba'anom. One can't have any benefit from Avodah Zorah. He V'Tashmishah V'Noyah V'Tekrivakta. Anything that supports the Avodah Zorah, anything that's offered to Avodah Zarah. From this Aram Medvarim Elu, and if something which belongs, or something which is an Avodah Zarah, gets intermingled with other things, Afilu Be'echad Be'elav Shaletar, a thousand things which are not Avodah Zarah, and there's one thing of Avodah Zarah got mingled, Oysa Kala Teruvus Banah, the entire mixture is also for benefit. Eza Tashmishah, what is considered the Tashmish of Avodah Zarah, HaKayim Shakayim Makdim Hem Lefanam, the different kalim that they use, kagon amachtev agviim, pans, cups, the kenabayishim yachdimloi, the house that is designated for the avodah zarah, v'abosheshem amidnas olav, the base on which the avodah zarah sits or stands, the clay ken kli ashishim rizamrim behem lefanel, musical instruments that are used for the avodah zarah, ezu noi kagon anerish in the meglikim lefanel, noi includes candles that are lit in front of the avodah zarah, Mamabushim Shamabishnai saw clothing that they put on it, or they spread out in front of the Avodah Zarah garments or different kalim, They plant trees in front of the Avodah Zarah to be an ornament for the Avodah Zarah. Havinayan, all these are considered noy of the Avodah Zarah, v'asurim b'anah. Ken osolish b'tzilan, one cannot sit in the shade of these trees. V'ezeh ta'krafta, what is included in the takruvus of Avodah Zarah, kigoy minei machal, different food items, shemenichal l'fanah, that are put in front of the Avodah Zarah. Avodah salilim shel avodah k'chavim, and Avodah Zarah that belongs to an Achri, Mekaintish, Mesher, Venaya, or anything else that is included in the Avodah Zarah, Yeshlam Bittel could be nullified. But it has to be, Kishmavatl Oysa, Ovikacham Yadayim, the Nachri actively nullifies it. Shleite Avodah Zarah, Atashmish, and Noil Avodah Zarah, it should not be used as Avodah Zarah, anything to serve the Avodah Zarah. Hutru, then they become Mutter. However, the Avodah Zarah that belongs to a Jew, even if the Jew is a Yisrael Muma, Elam Betel can never be nullified. Sef Gimel Neir Shed Likul Fanao, if candles were lit in front of the Avodah Zarah, V'akach Kibin Avodah Kacham L'Tzarech Atzman, and then a Nachri extinguished those candles for his own purpose, or Machon Yisrael, and sold them to Yisrael, Mutarim, then become Mutar. The Kibin Shekham L'Tzarech Atzman, since the Nachri extinguished these candles for his own purpose, Zay Bitulam, that's considered an act of nullification. To use candles that were once used for Avodah Zarah, to use them for mitzvah purpose, inappropriate. V'chein kol davar shel Avodah Zarah, anything that was once Avodah Zarah, apish nisbatlu, even if they became nullified, umetarim l'hedjit, and a regular person may now use them. A sunat dvar mitzvah may not be used for dvar mitzvah. Mishum de'meisi l'gvaya, they became disgusting and cannot be used for dvar mitzvah. However, if you have, for example, a pack of candles that say that they're being sold for a avodah zarah purpose, for a different religious purpose, they can be used for Shabbos candles, for Hanukkah candles. The same if you have lights or different decorations that are being sold, it said on the package they're being sold for non-Jewish purposes, may be used for Noi Sukkah. The garments that are worn by the priest when they go into the Beis Avodah Zarah, Yeshem the Noi Shalem Hain, they're considered the persons. They're considered to an ornament, a decorative for the person. For loy noy alilim, they're not really connected to the Avodah Zarah. Vein etzrichim bittel, therefore they don't require nullification to become permissible. And hano v'yesh mishematzich bittel, but there are those that suggest that bittel is required. Sif hey tzur shesi v'erish mishtach mula, the cross that some people brow down to, a surbalay bittel, becomes also if it's not nullified. If somebody's wearing a cross as a necklace, mutter is not considered an avodah zarah. And therefore, for example, if there are stamps that have a cross on them, that's not considered avodah zarah. Similarly, if there is a room in which there's a cross hanging in a hospital or in an office, that is not considered a avodah zarah, and you can walk into such a room. Sif vav os lasas shum davar tzarich halilim. One may not do anything on behalf of an avodah zarah. V'filu chalonis labayis. One should not make windows for a base avodah zarah. Vasa limkar lem svarim hamichadim l'avodah zarah. One should not publish svarim for avodah zarah. V'kanein safri tanach hametukim b'shniyim. If they distort what it says in Tanakh, k'dei l'fokram l'haksakim v'nasam, because that's the way they support what they believe, one is not allowed to publish them. V'kei limchal avdov l'tzoych avodah zarah, to sell things that are used for their worship, asur, unless they can be purchased elsewhere. If they can be purchased elsewhere, that's not lefnaiver, because it's not trey avidanara. Whoever's purchasing could get this elsewhere. But those that say a Jew should not be involved in this type of business, even if these are items that can be bought elsewhere, and that's the most appropriate behavior. Siv Zayin, also l'staka balil, one should not look in avodah zarah, balil b'noishloi, anything that is made to decorate it. Shnei maltif na'alilim. However, to look at a watch, at a clock that is on the avodah zarah, that is permissible. But to look at anything to enjoy, that is asur. Tzrich l'staka manabayis, one should try to avoid staying away from a base of avodah zarah. Mekoshkim and alil from the avodah zarah itself. Arba amos for arba amos. Shloi lavisham. Certainly, one should not walk in to such a place, even if it's non-denominational. For example, some airports have a chapel, but it's a chapel that could be used for avodah zarah. One should not daven in such a room. Vos l'shmai klishir. One should not listen to the music, or smell the incense that's burnt by avodah zarah. V'im shmei kol shir, and if somehow you're listening to that music, yatim aznoi, close your ears. V'kerem bo reach, or if there's a incense coming from a base of avodah zarah, yichavin, have a mind shloi lehenes memenu, not to have any pleasure from it. Sif ches, haroi bot avodah zarah b'yishuvan. If somebody sees a base of avodah zarah, I'm a base geich yisiach Hashem. Bechubarim, if they're destroyed, I'm a kel nekames Hashem, kel nekames Sofia. Siftes, yoshaloi koitz baragloi. If somebody has a thorn, or in a spazoloi mod with ne'alil, or his money fell down in front of the avodah zarah, lo yisuach, don't bow down, lahasar sakoitz, to remove the thorn, or to pick up the money, because somebody sees what you're doing, it appears like you're bowing down to the avodah zarah. And even if there's no one there who observes what you're doing, still don't do it. Sit down, or have your back towards the avodah zarah, and then bow down to pick up what you have to. Sif Yud. Yesh Mishem Mishasa Lahavas Litzoich Bin Alilim Alakdushtea Lisham Sheha. One is not allowed to lend money for the benefit of avodah zarah. The Koshkain Dosalim Kalem Tashmishim. One should not sell them items. And even if one is receiving interest for making such a loan, he should avoid making such a loan. Famnina, and somebody who avoids any commerce with them, Mitzlech will be successful. Vein lichroich, sifri, v'esh kachavim, one should not bind the books of avodah zarah, chutz, m'sifri adiyon v'sifrim, unless it's books of law. M'choshim shem eva, and if there's a concern of eva, if you refuse to do the job, al kaponim, komash yochel yishamet, whatever you can do to avoid doing it, yishamet. Sif Yirav, Mokim Shem Skapsim, Ovid Kachavim, a place where the Nachrim gather together. Vamrim Shisham Mechlam, Avonaseim, and they say that that's where they get their sins forgiven. Osus, Losus, Losus, Shavimoim. A Jew should not be there, a Jew should not participate in any way, in any type of their service. And as the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah discusses extensively, even before their holiday, one should try to avoid over having too much to do with them. Sif Yudbeis, also ask Hashem Alilim, one may not name say the name of Avodah Zarah, Bein Letzarech, whether if it's for a purpose, if you want to say to somebody else, Hamtan Libitzad Avodah Zarah Plenus, let's meet next to that Avodah Zarah, Bein Shloi Letzarech, even if there's no constructive purpose. Shenemar, v'shem elohim achem loisoskiru. V'os ligram loivikachovim sheask Hashem alilim. One should not even cause that a nochri should mention Avodah Zarah. Shenemar, Lo yishama apicha, lo yishama begram shelcha. You should not be the cause for the mentioning of the name of Avodah Zarah. If a Nachri is obligated to make a shvua to a Jew, yesh magilim lanich lo yishava, that those that allow him to swear, shem achagim shalhem, the names of their holidays, shehem kshemes bnei adam, if those are names that are also the names of people, ein cheshash laskiram, then you can mention those names. But when you mention the name, you should not show any respect or significance to them. Sif Yud Gimel, call it Tzunasa Asura. It's not our way to act in a frivolous manner. Chutz Milan Tzuna Avodah Zarah, to make Avodah Zarah frivolous, Shari is Mutter. Sif Yud Dalet, one man not give a gift for no good reason to a nachri. Don't give them a gift for no reason. But if you know him and you're giving it to him because there's a purpose in giving it to him, if somebody you know, then it's not considered a situation of matnas chinam. Shehu gam hu, if you give him a gift, shehu gam hu yishalom gemuloi, he will repay you for what you've done, or kvash shilmaloi, or he maybe already did something for you, and you're giving him the gift, v'av k'may mechira, as a transaction. And that's why you could give him a tip. If you have a non-Jewish worker, and you give them a tip, or you give them a gift, it's not because that you're it's because you want to get a better service. And if you're doing something for that purpose, where you're going to benefit by giving him that, then you're allowed to give him the gift. Similarly, you're allowed to thank him for what he did on your behalf, because that's the way we're supposed to behave. If somebody does something for us, we're supposed to say thank you. And also, it will encourage them to do things for you in the future. Sif Tezvav Osul Sapa B'Shechem. One may not speak praise and Avodah Zarah. I feel like a kamenah over the Kham Zab Tzurasai, even to say how beautiful it is. Mikoshkein Shloi B'Shapa B'Shvach Masav, not to speak about how great he is, or Shechav Adov Medvarov, or to overly praise a Nachri. Overly praising a nachri for no constructive purpose is included. If there's a beautiful nachri and you're praising Hashem who created such a wonderful person, or you're praising him because like that he's going to serve you better, do better service for you, if you go to a doctor, you go to a hospital, and you want to thank the doctor because he did for you what great service and great care. That is, as we said before, the right thing to do. And also, again, you're doing it for constructive purpose, and it's permissible. We're allowed to support them, levaka chaleim, to visit people nachum or sick, look for masbeim, and to bury them, or ask them to say eulogy, l'nachum avaleim shum daka shalom. All this is included in daka shalom. Sif yudzayin lo yisyachad yisrael amavik chavim, a yisrael should not be alone with another nachri, b'shiva amimim, neshech shudim ashvich stamim, there's a concern of murder. Sif yudches, avetz kacham lo tenek yal yisrael bebeisa, a nachris should not nurse a Jewish child in her home. Even if there are other people there, Abes Yisrael, in a Jew's home, mutter teres lanikai, it's technically permitted. If there are other people standing there, or yotzev nachnasim, are supervising, but don't leave her alone with the Jewish child alone. But as we mentioned also, there's another concern, and that is the food that's in the body of a non-Jewish woman, the non-kosher food, can have an adverse effect on the Jewish child. Sifyotas Yisraelis loytele lev t'kachavim. A Jewish woman should not participate in helping avodas k'chavim have a child. Elm ken he yidul miledes, unless she's a professional doctor, professional midwife. Shaz mataris. V'dafka b'schar, it could only be done if she's getting paid, or b'chol, and not on Shabbos. Loytenek Yisrael leben avodas k'chavim. A Jewish woman should not nurse the son of an avodas k'chavim. Afil b'schar, even for pay. Elm ken yesh lechar b'ahabe, unless she has an abundance of milk, and it's painful, and the same halacha would be regarding donating blood to a nachri. Sifchaf, you're not allowed to be a professor, teach them. Again, unless that's your panasa, if that's what you do for a living, and these are students, and that's part of your class, then it would be mutar.